Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
After 8 seasons at DC10 in Ibiza and 2 lost to the pandemic, Jamie Jones makes his grand return to Ibiza this summer and is moving his flagship paradise to Amnesia Ibiza. So let's tell the story from the beginning first. It was a humid summer night in June on the White Island back in 2005, and Jamie Jones had just returned from Barcelona's annual Sonor Festival and was en route to Amnesia. It was Cocoon, Sven Bat's imprint, and Pori that has resided on the island since 1999. And Jamie was on the dance floor, surrounded by 20 of his friends who were scattered across the terrace. And he says, "I realized that no one had said a word for a few hours. It was in early hours of the morning, sunlight streaming through the terrace onto the ensuing clubbers below." He was next to Damien Lazarus, one of his longtime friends and mentors, and they shared a moment of realization together in what they were experiencing, entranced by all these forms of house music that they'd never heard before. "It gives me goosebumps and shivers thinking about it," he says. This was one of a few definitive moments that set him on a path of dedicated digging, delving into back catalogs and records from the past that will soon be waved into the music he'd been collecting at the time. Fast forward in 2022, and after an 8-year residency at DC10, Jamie will play in that iconic booth on that exact same terrace, bringing his long-standing party paradise to Amnesia for a 16-week season. Jamie has long been an unstoppable force of nature in the music industry. His professional story begins back in the early 2000s as a hard-grafting DJ building a reputation on the circuit in London, moving on to headlining the world's most prestigious clubs and festivals, co-founding the globally recognized label Hot Creations, running the highly successful Party Paradise, and releasing records that defined an era. During the early mid 2000s, there was a new wave of house music emerging from London that was causing a ripple effect much further afield, and Jamie and his friends were at the helm. People strive to pigeonhole the sound. First, it was filled under deep house, then later tech house. But one thing was for certain, his releases had dance floor sensibilities with a much wider appeal. Jamie grew up in Caernarfon, a rural and aesthetically beautiful port town in Gwent, North Wales. He has a medieval castle and minimal population, the nearest city, Bangor, in a 10-mile drive. It's a trip that Jamie will do often as a teenager to frequent the one record shop in town. He says, "I was super into rave culture being a teenager in the early 90s in the UK. It was just everywhere. You'd have the pop hits on the radio like Two Unlimited, Urban Kooky Collective, and The Prodigy." Jamie will pick up rave magazines like Eternity and Dream, enamored by the photos taken at the large scale raves like Fantasia and Dreamscape. He remembers being obsessed with the mixtape packs that they sold at the record store. When I was 14, I was really into happy hardcore. I always loved breaks. All of my friends liked Gabber, which was a bit hectic for me, but I liked happy hardcore like DJ Dougal and Slipmat. You'd have the tap packs, share them around your friends in your village with the one ear in. walking around town listening to your favorite mixtape. The funny thing is, they all kind of played the same songs, just in a different order, he said. He also says, I used to get the magazines every month and would love reading about these raves and dream of going one day. The ads in the back of these magazines led him to his first pair of decks, a basic mixer, and two belt drive turntables, kindly bought for him by his mom for Christmas at the age of 16. I got them and I didn't know anyone else with decks at all, like, so I didn't have a clue. I bought two hardcore records and realized I don't even like this music, and then I bought a house after that. My first house record was Kim English Nightlife. Then I bought the hits like Boris Douglas, great music and great records. All of the hits of that time are actually good songs, whether it was Gusto Disco Revenge or all the ones coming out on Manifesto and all those kinds of labels. They were good records. They stand the test of time. He was also inspired by the sounds of New York and records by masters at work, and other classic albums started to appear in his ever-growing collection. His belt drive turntables were set up in his bedroom, and he was determined to learn how to mix. I still didn't know what to do, Jamie admits. It sounds so silly, but back then there was no YouTube, there was no internet. I had no one to teach me, no one to show me. I just scratched my head for a few months, just buying records and not really knowing what I was doing. Jamie listened to Pete Tong's Essential Selection on BBC Radio 1 religiously, and one weekend Pete had invited Carl Cox on the show as a special guest to live on the air, explain the art of a good mix. Then something clicked. I was hooked. I was running home from school every night to mix in my room on the belt drives, he says. Then I had a gig in my studying union in Bangor, my first ever gig. I used to work in this sports shop in Bangor every day with this guy called Jared, and one of his friends worked in the sports and culture department of the university, and they had their annual party, like, and he'd heard one of my mixes on in the shop, and he was like, why don't you come and mix for us? So I went there with this massive box, like 100 records, and it was super heavy. And when Jamie arrived for the gig, he found that the record decks provided were Technics. And he says, I didn't even know I had belt drive turntables, and it's completely different, like so different. And I was cleaning every mix. It was so bad. Luckily, my friend had come with me. He was a year older than me, and he had some Numark direct drives, and so he just took over, and he was able to mix a little bit and saved my day. Still to this day, that was my worst ever gig, he says. We can only learn from our experiences, and Jamie has come a long way since then. These days is naturally accustomed to playing in front of crowds of thousands. And Jamie moved to London when he was actually 18, and he was these formative years spent in the city that he still talks about. He began playing out nearly every weekend at parties like Dig Your Own Rave, the now defunct Tea Bar in Shoreditch, East London. Other parties he was associated with, such as Cobblic Hall, a party run by music lovers. Four music lovers who like to party in intimate surroundings. We're known for throwing events unassuming Shoreditch venues, former Strip Point Metropolis, and most famously at Public Life, which was once a public toilet in Spit.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.